And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. A good Wednesday morning to you. Got a busy show for you planned this morning. As we sit here, the final couple days of April, we are approaching budget season across a majority of the state. We've talked a little bit about the proposals from the statewide level. July 1 is when the new fiscal year starts for both local and state governments all across the state of North Carolina. So over the last couple of weeks and in the weeks continuing, there is going to be a lot of discussion locally here. We've, of course, got New Hanover County, the city of Wilmington, our beach towns, Curie, Wrightsville, and Carolina. All of them will be discussing their various budgets. And with New Hanover County, big decisions being made this year as property reevaluations took place over the last year and a half or so. Those new rates are now out, and those new tax rates will be effective for your property taxes when you pay them coming up next year. So there's a lot of discussion as to extra money that is available, extra money that local governments have access to. And well, I will start off from Monday's budget workshop within New Hanover County, as we got an update from staff as to what the new tax rate is going to be under the proposed budget that they have brought forth to county commissioners, the 5-member board, 3 Republicans, 2 Democrats. This is the staff's most recent proposal and what it means for you.
So we have a update to our preliminary recommended budget for you. On the March 20th work session, we came to you with a preliminary recommendation of 35.5 cents of a tax rate for FY26. We have listened, and as things have come in and tightened up, we have been able to move that down to 35 cents for a preliminary recommendation. And this is a crosswalk to show you what has changed. We have put in the film internships amount, federal lobbying contract, as we continue to have sort of a unexpected turmoil in the federal level. Make sure we have contracts to make sure our needs.
By the way, could you be any more dramatic about this? Turmoil in Washington, D.C. Turmoil is how you would describe it. There's a new administration. The guy's already been in the Oval Office once. Turmoil in Washington, D.C. That's how New Hanover County staff is purporting the new administration, so they're going to spend $120,000 on a federal lobbying contract. All right.
They're taken care of. We have worked with departments to make sure that their enhancements are funded at the level that they need. So we are putting in a museum exhibition position for our museums as we open the new center. Some things that we have removed, sheriff enhancements. They had 2 enhancements that are primary equipment-based, that as we continue to finish the vice and detective facility, we can afford to push off 1 year and let that system come fully online. So we have pushed those out another year. And then we have updated medical costs. We came in a little bit lower than what we were holding, so we were able to really true up some different areas. With vehicle purchases, we are going to look at deferring a certain amount of those vehicle purchases. It's not everything, but it is cutting it about in half, just with tariffs and everything that are coming in. We figure it might have some backup, like in previous years with COVID, that was a spot where we could look at to have some savings. And with that, we were able to bring down about $4 million, which relates to 0.5 cent.
So as you look at this tax update proposal from county government, the recommendation, most recent recommendation, this is as of the meeting that took place on Monday over at the New Hanover County Government Center. The recommendation from staff is 0.35 cents per $100 of valuation. That's the 35 cent tax rate that is being brought forth by staff. Now, that is not revenue neutral. And let me explain this process. So you just had a major property reevaluation with some home values being 60% or higher than they were 4 years ago. Property values across southeastern North Carolina and really across the state as a whole have ballooned over the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years. So the county just went through the process of reevaluating property taxes. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show. So that's what is going on. When you have homes generating 60% more in terms of their value, that means that if you keep the tax rate at its current percent, at its current rate that it is right now, the county will be generating tens of millions of dollars more worth of property tax, right? Because the value of the property has gone up. So often when you see property taxes going up, you have the discussion on bringing the tax rate to revenue neutral, meaning you lower the tax rate to offset the increase in the property tax value. You understanding the process there? The properties are worth more, meaning the county gets more money on taxes. The tax rate hasn't gone up, right? Your taxes are going up because your property is worth more. So that brings forward the discussion about making things revenue neutral. And from discussions, revenue neutral is 29.1 cents per $100 worth of evaluation. That is the estimation from individuals within the county on what revenue neutral would be. The current tax rate is 45 cents. But because those property values have ballooned so much, 29.1 cent would be your revenue neutral rate. That is not what the county staff is recommending. They are recommending 35 cents. Not 29, not 30, not 31, but 35 cents, which draws a significant increase in your property tax bill. We got some additional details on some of the other factors that are leading into this recommendation from county staff.
We do have some other options down and below. These are options that we do have to reduce the rate. They are not what we would particularly shout from the rooftop that we would recommend fiscally, but they are options that are available, which is debt issuance for capital outlay to the tune of one penny, and then moving the school nurses from the general fund, leaving them in the mental health fund to about $4 million, $3.7 million, which gets us about another 1.5 cents. If you decide to employ both of those options, you could result with a 33.55 rate.
Which is still an increase, which is still a major increase. It estimated you'd be looking at somewhere in the ballpark of $12 to $15 million worth of additional revenue for New Hanover County, even under that 33-34% tax rate that is being described by county staff. Still a major increase in the size, in the scope, and the funding of government. We heard comments from a variety of county commissioners, two that were pushing back against this property tax increase, Republican Leanne Pierce as well as Republican Dane Scalise. We'll turn our comments over to Dane Scalise now, who spoke at the meeting on Monday about this and gave his thoughts on this 35-cent recommendation from county staff.
I understand inflation as a concept, and I understand that there are inflationary needs for existing funding items, but we are adding quite a bit of new programming in connection with this proposed budget or this recommended budget that we have right here. And every new item that we're adding is taking us outside the realm of proximity to revenue neutral. And my goal from the very beginning has been to try to get us as close to revenue neutral as is possible, understanding, as I've already indicated, that, for instance, I'd like to get some more pay for our staff. And I know that that's quite a bit of money that goes into that. But there are some additional items that push this out from 29.1, 30, 31 into this realm of 35 that I'm not comfortable with, I'm not happy with, and I would just posit to the board, if we didn't have the revaluation process, would staff have really come back to us and said, we're going to recommend an increase in the number of the rate from where it is now to 5.9 cents above where we are currently? And I would say no to that, absolutely. I think that perhaps some other people would say no to that, but because it's being presented in connection with the revaluation and the increase associated therewith, it seemingly is creating what looks like this golden opportunity to add a bunch of new programming, and I'm not in support of that.
Now, let me stop Commissioner Scalise right there. What he's saying is spot on. The point he is arguing and making is if property reevaluation didn't happen last year, right, and in the beginning parts of this year, you got your new tax bill probably like a month or two ago. If property reevaluation didn't happen, he is making the argument that county staff would not have recommended a tax increase, right? If revenue would have stayed exactly the same for property taxes, no new property values. He's making the argument that staff would have not come to the board with an almost 6-cent increase on taxes. That would not have happened. But because reevaluation did happen, because some property values soared as high as 60 or 70% since the last time property reevaluation happened, there's a bunch of extra money for government. And we know that when you get into the bureaucracy of government, when you get into the nuts and bolts of government, anytime that there's additional money, government will find a way to spend it. They won't find a way to give it back to you, the taxpayer. They won't find a way to make you and make you have the ability to spend more of your hard-earned dollars. They will find pet projects and programs and a bunch of nonsense to spend that money on. Because there is an issue that exists within government where there's a lack of understanding as to whose money this is. It's not the county's money. It's not the commissioner's money. It's not the budget staff's money. It's not the county manager's money. It's my money, it's your money, and the residents of New Hanover County that pay property taxes, it's their money. But because there is, as Commissioner Scalise noted, this golden opportunity being brought forward because of the increase in property values, it's giving staff a carte blanche, it's giving budget officers carte blanche to fund new programs and to fund a bunch of pet projects. This is a major increase in the size and the scope of government. And we'll get into that as we continue with the discussion this morning. More from Commissioner Scalise. You can also text in your comments this morning at 910-377-6425. That's 910-377-6425. Or, of course, a comment on one of our live feeds this morning, YouTube, Rumble, or X.
So I'd like to know with this exact toggle methodology, how it is that I can come back to you and tell you, well, here's perhaps how we can achieve that, because I have a broad sense based on the materials that you give me where we're spending our dollars, but understanding where we can maneuver, where we can make adjustments to try to get it closer to 29.1 than 35, I need some help getting to that point. And I had recommended to the members of this board that we consider hiring a third-party auditor to help us to achieve just that. I don't know that anybody publicly supported that. Maybe they supported it privately. Maybe they were in opposition to it. But it was exactly the reason why I proposed it, because we, in my estimation, need some assistance from either our staff or from some third party to identify ways that we can maintain as close to revenue neutral as is possible. And at present, I'm not convinced that we're doing that. So I'd like some help in figuring out what our options are.
And that's the criticism in the question here. And I mean, here's a look at the one of the budget spreadsheets during the meeting. The size of the general government budget is going from $69 to $82 million. That is a $13.4 million increase in expenditures within New Hanover County. $13.5 million worth of increase under general government. When we talk about the size and the scope of government ballooning at an expeditious rate, this is what we're talking about. That is an insane increase. And it's the way in which individuals that are responsible for putting this budget together are spending the money. And it's why they're claiming, oh, we got it down to 35 cents, but there's not a chance in hell we can get it down to 29, because we've got to increase spending for culture and recreation by $4 million. We've got to increase the general government fund by $13.5 million. It's an insane increase. A completely insane increase. But this was what was brought forward by staff. These were the recommendations. And as you heard from Commissioner Scalise, he wants revenue neutral. He wants that rate to be met around 29 cents. Here's his discussion of that.
They have an ask. They obviously think that that ask is necessary, $27 million in new funding. And it's our job to say, well, we're not so sure that that's entirely what you need, because it may be a want, but it's not a need. And I'm trying to get to the heart of exactly that. What are the wants versus the needs? And if we can better hone in on wants versus needs, then I think that we may have a better shot at getting ourselves closer to 29.1.
Let me stop him right there. What a great, refreshing thing to hear. Wants versus needs. I've talked about this a lot. You've heard me, if you've been following me for years back on the radio now in this this new rendition of the Nick Craig Show, discuss this a lot. And government has always struggled with wants versus needs. But you and I, as regular everyday citizens, we make want versus needs decisions financially literally every single day. Right? You might want to go out to lunch. You might want to do that 5 days a week. But financially, maybe that's not feasible, right? It's a want versus a need. So you make lunch at home and bring it with you. You might want to go to Starbucks and get a $9 coffee. You might want that. But do you need it is the question when you can make a coffee at home for 15 or 20 cents. Wants versus needs. It's how I live my life. It's how most of you live your life when you come down to your funding, your budget, your take-home pay versus your expenses. Wants versus needs. Right? You need to pay your electric bill. You need to pay your mortgage payment. You want plenty of things. I want plenty of things. But it's want versus need. And government has never been able to wrap their head around that. Government has always struggled determining what is a want and what is a need. Because the answer is always yes. Oh, you need a new employee? Sure. You need a new computer system. You need a new this. You need a new that. Sure. Yes, absolutely. Every single time. That's not how it works for everybody. And government has a really hard time of wrapping that idea, dealing with that idea. The very simple concept of wants versus need. Here's a Commissioner Scalise. I'm going to roll this back and play it from the start.
They have an ask. They obviously think that that ask is necessary, $27 million in new funding. And it's our job to say, well, we're not so sure that that's entirely what you need, because it may be a want, but it's not a need. And I'm trying to get to the heart of exactly that. What are the wants versus the needs? And if we can better hone in on wants versus needs, then I think that we may have a better shot at getting ourselves closer to 29.1 than we are currently. And in my opinion, that should be a goal of the board. I understand that others may feel differently, and I respect that, of course. But I am not at present, or really ever, going to be in support of an increase of effectively 5.9 cents more on the tax rate relative to the amount of money that we're bringing in right now that we would bring into the next fiscal year. So I think we've got to take a harder look at this, and I appreciate the recommendation of staff, but at present, I'm not ready to sign off on this, and I need some help in providing staff with options for how perhaps we can get to that we all can consider, because we'll be the ones who are voting on it, right? I mean, they just make recommendations, and then we do what we think is best under the circumstances. And I would like some assistance. This spreadsheet would be helpful in doing that. I wish that we would have all agreed on hiring that third-party auditor that I asked about. I think it would have helped us to do better at getting to the 29.1 number. But in the absence of that, this would be a decent substitute.
And there, the comments there from Commissioner Scalise are right on point. Wants versus needs. The discussion he was talking about earlier in the meeting, they discussed this, the school's budget request, which was absurd. And he talked about, yeah, they might want all of this stuff, but the question is, do they need it? And we know that this is something that government struggles with, because there's a disconnect between the money they take in, which they see him as their money, versus what it actually is, which is my money, your money, and taxpayers throughout New Hanover County. There's always been this issue. And it's unfortunately during the cycle of reevaluation, property reevaluation, which we're in right now, there's a great excuse for expanding the size and scope and scale of government, because there's all of this extra money. I'll throw that in quote, air quotes, all of this extra money available to the county. all of this extra funds that are available to spend on God knows what. How the hell there's a $13.4 million increase in general government expenditures in the county from fiscal year 25 to fiscal year 26 makes absolutely no sense to me. How is it possible that government grows that big in 1 year? And that's just one part of it, right? $9 million in education. $4.1 million on cultural and recreation. Yeah, stuff's important, sure. $5 million on human services. $7 million in public safety. These are large sums of money that we're talking about. But all of this can be brought forward because of the reevaluation of property. Well, now here's some comments from Commissioner Leanne Pierce, and she kind of was going back and forth with the county manager, Chris Coudray, over some of this money and over some of this funding.
You have, in the general government category, we provided to you all of the agencies that are part of that, and you see what we're recommending versus what was requested. So you can see the cuts from the requested budget already. I think it sounds like maybe what could be asked for is general government reflective of travel and training? No, ma'am, because those expenses, depending upon function, are going to be assigned either in cultural recreation, economic development.
He brings up this thing like, oh, well, people have to travel for training. Where are those expenses? People travel for training, it's like a couple $100. We're talking about the general government expenditures going up by $13.4 million. Travel and training? What are you talking about? A couple grand a year? Maybe? 10 grand a year, maybe? Almost $13.5 million. I mean, it's not even comparable. And he's like, oh, well, that money would be broken into the different departments. How much training is going on to justify a $4 million increase in parks and recreation, culture and recreation, excuse me? How much training is going on? Is everybody being sent on an all-exclusive paid trip across the world? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
And the like. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right, human services. I'm just throwing this out there, because I'll be the one to ask the questions.
Right.
I don't know what I was in human services that equals $5 million extra.
That's health and human. Well, that's not just extra. Right. That's the full amount of the recommendation. So that's providing the level of service comparable to the current year, plus enhancements for next year.
And this is the word that you'll hear over and over again throughout this. And I don't think I have many clips with it, but watching this meeting a couple of times, it keeps being described as enhancements. And to Commissioner's Leanne Pierce's point, she brings up human services, which had a $79 million budget in the fiscal year 2025. That budget is now going to $84 million, a $5.097 million increase. And the question she is asking is, what the hell is justifying a $5 million increase? And from the county manager, he says, oh, well, you know, to provide the same level of service, it's costing you $5 million more this year than it did last? How is that possible? Like, what exactly is behind that? And, you know, oh, well, enhancements and improvements. What does that mean? What are the enhancements? See, that's a good term for government to use to justify them taking more of your money. Oh, we're making program enhancements. We're enhancing this, enhancing that. No, it's more government bloat. It's more government bureaucracy. It's more government spending. It's masqueraded under this term, enhancements. Enhance this, enhance that. It's nonsense.
And to Commissioner Scalise's point, that we are trying to capture revenue that was lost with prior tax cuts, because we cut rate, but the board never cut service. It never cut service when it cut rates. And so that service is still being provided at a lower rate. We are trying to recapture.
So over the last couple of years, there have been some very minor cuts to taxes within New Hanover County. And when I say very minor, I mean very minor cuts within taxes. Very minor. And so I guess the idea here is that because of those minor cuts, now, by the way, revenue still goes up, right? Because more people are buying homes. There's more property on the market. there's more sales tax revenue. The county continues to make more money, right? New Hanover County is a profitable place to be. There's businesses opening up here every day. There's individuals that are coming to this area of the state and spending money, purchasing houses, staying in hotel rooms with the ad valorem tax. I mean, there's plenty of money that is flowing into New Hanover County. The idea that all of these improvements are because of, or enhancements, excuse me, let me make sure I use the correct word. All of these enhancements are because of previous tax cuts, and that's the reason why it needs to be 35 cents and not 29 cents, I don't think is based in reality at all. And here's Commissioner Scalise talking about revenue neutral once again, something that he seems to feel very strongly about.
Well, for me, just broadly speaking, it is a general concern that the overall growth of the county's budget is at a pace that I'm not comfortable with. And that is just a philosophical concern that I have. I understand not everybody shares that, but whenever I look at our current year's budget and the proposal of however many millions of dollars, if it's 40, if it's 47, again, I'm not entirely sure what the answer is there. That's ultimately somewhere in the neighborhood of a 10% increase from one year to the next year. And in years prior, we've also increased, and yes, we're trying to maintain the highest level of service possible, and I think that that's a good and noble goal, but again, philosophically, I don't believe that it's the government's role to do all things for all people. It has certain core responsibilities that it has to provide, other things that are nice to provide, but ultimately may not be a statutory requirement or one of the highest and best priorities or uses of the taxpayers' dollars, because no one is forgetting that part of it, but I do think that it's worth pointing out that every single one of these dollars comes from the people who live in this community. It's tax dollars that we're collecting from the people who we represent. And I never want to be frivolous with how we're spending that money, and I'm not suggesting anyone else here does.
Amen, Commissioner Scalise. Amen. Shout it from the rooftops. It's exactly the situation that's going on here. There are core services that government is responsible for providing. Those core services need to be funded handsomely so that government can continue to provide those services to taxpayers that use those services, take advantage of those services for the taxes that, by the way, you don't have a choice as to whether you pay or not. But that's where government needs to be focused. You were looking at a $40 million increase in the county's budget from last year. That's the bottom line number under this proposal. A $40.345 million increase from last year's budget. $40 million. That is not a small sum of money. That is a very significant increase that is taking place. We're getting some comments in on our Rumble chat this morning as we're streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, and X. B. Carlton says, local and state governments continue to weasel monies from the taxpayer. Our growth in population in Brunswick County has increased dramatically, which has become a windfall for our local government. Absolutely, it's become a windfall. And it's very hard to convince individuals within government that when there's more money available, they don't need to spend it. That's a very, very hard concept for government to wrap their head around. That is a very tough thing for individuals that are in these positions that are responsible for county and city and government finances to take home and go, huh, I didn't really think about that. A windfall of cash doesn't mean you need to spend it. It's not your money. You didn't do anything to generate that revenue besides redistributing it from individuals that own property. Right? You didn't invent something new. You didn't bring a new product, a new service to market to generate this additional revenue. It's money from the taxpayers. We're getting some text messages in this morning as well. Leslie is texting in at 910-377-6425. She says, spending other people's money on wants is what government loves to do. Every government needs a good dose of DOGE to weed out unnecessary programs. And you heard some comments from Commissioner Dane Scalise about a third-party auditor that he requested or discussed bringing in to the area to look at this. And here's the kind of the unfortunate reality of government spending. If a government department does not spend all of the money that they have allocated, they will lose that money. And if they don't spend it all, they're never going to get more. So there is an incentive within governments. This happens at the state level, the federal level, and very much at the local level. There is an incentive to spend as much money as possible within agencies through government. Because if that money's not spent, they won't get any more. So they have a vested interest in spending essentially as much money as possible, to the chagrin of you and I, the taxpayer. And I'm sure that's part of the unbelievable $13.4 million increase in the size and expenditures for general government within this budget. More comments from Commissioner Dane Scalise.
I'm certainly not saying that. They have different, perhaps, priorities about where they want to spend money than I do. But, you know, as a general principle, I just don't like the notion of us saying to our constituents at these difficult financial times that we're going to take your tax rate effectively up almost 6 cents. That seems to me to be a bad policy decision. And if perhaps it would have been better at the beginning for us to say to you, sir, find some way to make 31 cents work. And you could have done it.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I'm certain that you could have done it. I'm certain that you could have come and you could have said, I don't recommend this, but this is what, you know, ultimately I would have to do in order to reach 31 cents. But
yes, sir.
I feel like I'm at a deficit right now with some of this information because I just don't fully appreciate what our options are. And that's a failing on my part. I understand that. But this is a very large operation that while I think I have a pretty good grasp on all that we do, there are a lot of small pieces, the minutia, that make up all of those larger parts of the whole. Pennies do make pounds, right? Mm-hmm. This is certainly true that little maneuvers might not make a big difference, but in the aggregate, they may if we were to give a directive to our staff to find a way to get the number down substantially from where it is now.
One of the things that I took away from this meeting and listening to the back and forth exchange is that the government is interested in big savings. So when they look at making a change, they're looking at the biggest possible impact. Right, instead of cutting a bunch of little things, and this is just my observation. I don't know if this is the case or not, but from observing the back and forth, listening to the previous budget sessions, and I've actually got a clip that kind of shows this coming up in a little bit, it is easier for government to hack and slash big numbers off the top than piece together a bunch of little things to get to a much larger savings. Right, as you heard from Commissioner Scalise, pennies do make pounds. Right, you do a bunch of little cuts, you do a bunch of little savings, and you can end up saving a large amount of money. Right, again, going back to how regular everyday people manage their finances, you don't cut out your mortgage payment because you don't have enough money. You cut back on all of the smaller things. Maybe you've got subscriptions to 5 different streaming services that you pay for every month. Maybe you cut that back to 2. Right? What is that going to be? Maybe 40, 45 bucks a month you're going to be saving? Is it a huge impact? No. But you do that over a couple of different things and you end up saving, could end up saving hundreds of dollars a month. Right? That's how you and I manage our finances. Government, again, does not seem capable of doing that. So let's hear from the other side of the aisle. A Democrat, Rob Zappel, had some comments on the budget as well. These were his takes on it.
Dane, maybe this will help something. I'm going to go at the same conversation from a slightly different angle here, is that I believe the 29.1 cent that we are accepting as revenue neutral is artificially low. And it is a result of years of cutting and holding down in different departments. What we're not seeing is in years past, because of whatever pressures that were put on to different departments, they've been holding back and cutting what we don't see.
But see, where is the evidence to back this up? We haven't seen any cuts. The county government budget has never gone down. They're not spending less money. The budget continues to go up year after year. Yes, there are things like inflation. Yes, there are rising costs. But don't blow smoke up my ass over this idea that government has had to sacrifice and go without. You know, just I did a little exercise while I was watching this meeting. You know, you see the microphones for the folks watching on audio and video, or the folks watching on video? See the microphones that are in front of the individual speaking? Those microphones cost $900 a piece. in my count, there were 12 of those around the table at $900 a pop. Plus the equipment used to receive those wireless microphones. They need at least two of them in that room. There may be more. Cost $4,000 a piece. Now, I'm no mathematician. I'm no budget expert. But don't tell me that government has had to go without and there's had to have been cuts in all of these various departments. You guys are sitting in front of $900 microphones, each and every single one of the board members and all of the staff. Do not tell me that government has had to cut. Do not tell me that government has had to sacrifice. Nonsense. The budget continues to go up year after year after year. This comes back to the quintessential discussion of needs versus wants. The government feels that anytime that they want something, it is in fact a need. That is not the reality. And it is masqueraded in this concept of, well, governments had to make sacrifices and governments had to cut and governments had to do this and we haven't seen the impacts. Where has that happened? Show me the examples of that. Show me the government entities within New Hanover County that have had to make such significant cuts over the last couple of years that now their budget needs to balloon by $40 million this year. Show me that. I haven't seen it. I've followed the county budget for the last 5 years religiously. I've never seen that. It's never happened. Not once. I think the whole argument here that Commissioner Rob Zappel is making, I don't think is based in reality at all.
And yet we're still providing a certain level of service. This is why, you know, this is the reasoning behind why at a reappraisal or reevaluation here, that we're trying to reset that, and some of that, you know, $40 million there that we talk about is level setting our departments that have been held down artificially, or not artificially, but they've been held down. So some of this is a natural replacement of money that has not been there, and that we've
a natural replacement of money. I don't even know what that means. A natural replacement of money. Who's been held down? You guys just spent a gazillion dollars on your new government center. That thing is expensed out to the max. And there's nothing wrong with the county having a nice government center. Right? If that's what government wants to spend their money on, that's fine. But don't blow smoke up my ass over how government is making all of these cuts when you guys are sitting in your palatial estates right off College Road. That facility is immaculate. Yeah, every morning when I was doing the radio show, I drive by it and see all of the freaking televisions on in the county government center. Every single morning, driving by through all the top stories, televisions on in every single room, lights on in half of the rooms. Government doesn't care about being fiscally responsible with your money. When you leave for work, do you shut your lights and your television off? The answer is yes, because it's a waste of money. It ends up destroying the TV if you leave it on 24/7. Government doesn't care. So stuff stays on all the time. Oh, but it's a natural replenishment of money, whatever the hell that means.
Had to, you know, do without, you know, do and without. How long can we do without it? I think that we're, you know, starting to see in some departments some real challenges. As we were just seeing is, you know, some of the things that even at the 35 cent are not included in this budget. There's some critical things. Chris has done a fabulous job, but I just don't think that 29.1 cent is reflective of truly of a revenue neutral. In my mind, in my thinking, that 29.1 is actually closer to 32, 33 cents. And then if you add enhancements, and as I just mentioned a minute ago, I'm just struggling with the term enhancement, because from what I'm looking at here, these are not, you know, kind of frivolous wants. They are things that are needed within our county to be able to deliver the services, because in the time, even from year to year, but certainly since 2021, with the last revaluation, the county has grown.
The county has grown. That doesn't mean government needs to grow. Government is not a business, right? When you own a small business or any business, you want that business to grow. There's an incentive for the business to grow. Government is not a business. Government doesn't have to grow. There's nothing in statute that requires government to continue to balloon year after year after year after year. But that's exactly what happens. You see it here locally. You see it at the state. You see it at the federal level. Constant growth. Growth in government is not a good thing. That's not something that you pat yourself on the back on and say, great job, team. Government grew once again year over year. That's a bad thing. Government doesn't need to grow. Government needs to continue to focus on core services that they provide, and that's it. Focus on the core services, and cut out all the bloat. Cut out all the waste. Start getting fiscally responsible with the taxpayer dollars. The whole argument, I don't think, is based in reality really at all. Oh, and the enhancements. They're not really enhancements, according to Rob Zappel. They're needs. Their needs. $40 million worth of needs this year? $40 million? Really? There's nothing in there that's frivolous? That's the bare minimum that you can do is $40 million increase in the size, scope, and scale of government? I just refuse to wrap my head around. I refuse to believe that. Maybe I'm dead wrong about this. I just don't know how that is in reality at all. An example of government growing was discussed by Commissioner Leanne Pierce. This was an interesting back and forth between her and the county manager over a new employee for the Register of Deeds office as it relates to passports. And listen to some of the commentary here. It's very eye-popping.
So just as a small example, and I brought this up to you before, the passport agent.
Mm-hmm.
Small example, I think it was $70,000. We're going to get $35,000 in fees, but why not train somebody else to do that? Because I just don't believe there's a full 8 hours worth of people standing in line to get passports every day here. That, and I'm using that as a small example. Mm-hmm. And to his point, that's something that's embedded in that big lump sum that we don't really know about. But that $70,000 could go to the senior center instead.
It is, but you do have that. We provided to you, I forget the day, everything that is in the recommended budget, which would show the passport agent, but not the $236,000 for the senior resource. And maybe we didn't do a good enough job explaining that, but you all do have that information.
We would have to be a full-time accountant to dig through. I'm just going to be straight up. How I feel like. And let's just example again the passport agent. Nobody comes in today for a passport. What does he or she do all day? Wait to see if somebody does come in?
There are other things that the Register's office does. It would be a position that is focused on that new business line that's grown because of other passport offices. But I would dare say the volume of activity in the Register of Deeds generally is elevated, and that capacity will also serve that particular function. But was it imagined as a passport agent to create the revenue source? Yes, but I don't believe for a moment that our Register's position would be this man or woman can only process passports because she has other urgent, pressing things in her office.
But it's still another person.
There's no doubt about that. And so to that point, we could eliminate not only the passport agent, but everything else. And that's $4 million. That's not three-quarters of a penny.
And there it is right there. That's only $4 million. That's only, not even, three-quarters of a penny. So because it's not a big enough cut, because it's not a big enough savings, county government goes, well, to hell with it. Yeah, we'll just throw it in there. County Manager Chris Coudray just proved the point that I was just bringing up. Because it's not a significant enough cut, because it's not $10 million, because it's not $20 or $30 or $40 million worth of savings, we just ignore it. That's what he just said. You can combine all that stuff together and it's only $4 million. The idea here is you cut in a bunch of small, you make a bunch of small cuts that lead to a much larger savings. You don't have to hack and slash every single agency within government to save money. You can find savings all over the place. It ends up being potentially a substantial sum of money. But government is unwilling to do that. He said it right there. Listen to him.
And so to that point, we could eliminate not only the passport agent, but everything else. And that's $4 million. That's not three quarters of a penny.
And I guess there are probably other little positions like that that I probably don't know about. I mean,
the new ones that are recommended. That is available to y'all in what we provided some number of weeks ago. The passport agent is a new position. You also, I think, have the roster, at least by department, of how many positions are available in each department. If y'all want an accounting of what there's 2,033 positions of what all of them do, we can absolutely provide that. But I don't know that we can move the budget to the tune of $8 million in increment that way.
Oh, I think you absolutely can. You absolutely can go through every single agency within county government, find fraud, find waste, and find abuse. Now, those numbers are not going to be staggeringly high. But how many subscription services is the county paying for various employees? How many of them are using those services? It's just one example of a little bit of waste. How many employees are doing the same job that could be done by one or two people, but instead the county's paying full time, full benefits, full retirement for four or five people to do it? Nobody likes cutting money. Nobody likes having to potentially sacrifice. Nobody likes dealing with that. But there is the reality of what this is. This is county government. Government, not business, but government. And to hear the county manager go, "Oh, that only saves $4 million. It's not even a drop in the bucket." I find to be incredibly insulting. As a taxpayer in New Hanover County, as a property owner, as somebody that purchased a house, got my reevaluation letter in the mail a couple of months ago, I find it incredibly insulting that that's the commentary from the county manager. To me, it seems like a huge slap in the face, a huge middle finger to the taxpayers of New Hanover County, because it's not enough. It's not a big enough change. It's not a momentous amount of money that's being cut. So I'll just ignore it. When we talk about, and when I talk about, and you've heard me mention some of the systemic issues within government, this is what I'm talking about. The concept, the idea that government does not have to look critically like a business does, right? They want to operate like a business in terms of growth. Every single year, they want to spend more money. They want to be growing each and every year. But unlike a business, they don't want to reflect on the process. Unlike business, they don't have any sort of, I guess, internal controls that show the efficiency of the employees, the efficiency of the departments. So they want the growth, but they don't want to do any sort of cutting internally. Right? A business can grow and at the same time cut various things that are not needed. That's part of the growth. Right? If you no longer need an employee, you can save your business tens of thousands of dollars a year that is now can be redistributed into the company through whatever it is. R&D, salary increases for other employees, procurement of new products. Right, a variety of different things that can be done with that extra money. When does government do that? When does government ever looked at every single agency and said, start cutting some stuff? Find things that are no longer necessary. Find services and subscriptions and products and everything that you guys pay for each and every month to justify the nearly half a billion dollar budget that the county has each and every year. Find some things to cut. Find some waste. Stop hiring people. Start training people to do other jobs. I mean, it's such a foreign concept for them. And the end result is continual growth of government and higher taxes for the citizens. That's the end result. It's not a very complicated situation here. Government is incapable of justifying needs versus wants. They are incapable of wrapping their head around that concept. They continue to spend ad nauseum. Every single time there's more money available, they sure as hell will spend it. They will never give it back to the citizens. They will always spend it, find a way, find a justification to spend more and more and more and more. And meanwhile, core services continue to, I don't think, continue to be funded at the way in which they should. You know, the taxpayer money should be going to those core services, public safety, infrastructure, core government services. I mean, this is the same county government that just a couple of years ago pissed away tens of millions of dollars on a group, on an organization, Port City United, that's goal was to prevent and stop violence across New Hanover County. Pissed away tens of millions of dollars doing that. Paid the director of the program a very generous salary to not show up to work on time. That's exactly what happened. That's not a core service of government. That's not something that government needs to spend their money on. That was a choice. Need versus want. The want became a need. You and I paid for it, and it was an unmitigated freaking disaster. All the money was wasted. The county did not get any safer. A bunch of people got a paycheck. Oh, and by the way, county employees were driving individuals to the scenes of crimes to commit attempted murder. Right? I'll remind you, that's what happened with Port City United. You had a county employee in a county vehicle driving somebody under the age of 18 to a situation in which they attempted to kill somebody. That was the hard, your hard-working taxpayer dollars funded that. That's what your money went towards. But I've got to listen to Democrats on the county commission talk about how governments had to make all these sacrifices over the last couple of years. Where? Where are the sacrifices? You guys funded all of your pet projects, and the one big one that you funded was a freaking disaster. Now it no longer exists because it was a complete waste of money and brought huge amounts of liability to the county. Turns out when you have employees selling drugs while they're on the clock and employees driving underage individuals to scenes to shoot and kill somebody, it opens the county up to a little bit of liability. Surprise, surprise. So there's your government hard at work. This is a philosophical difference between the right and the left. But we're not talking about arguing Republican versus Democrat, Trump this. No. Erase all of that. It's a philosophical difference over what government should be. That's what this debate is. What should government be? What should government spend? What are the priorities of government? And there's a huge philosophical difference between the right and between the left. For the most part, when you hear this discussion on the right, it's discussions of fiscal responsibility, being prudent with taxpayer dollars, not frivolously spending it, being smart with the money that taxpayers are required by law to pay you. Then you look at the other side of the aisle, and it's just a constant wish list of garbage and crap that they want. Funding every program under the sun, giving money to nonprofits, all of the great things that the left can pat themselves on the back for. Meanwhile, we have a $1 billion endowment here in New Hanover County that is generating billions of dollars a year that could be funding things like, funding for nonprofits, things of that. But no, the county and the city will still continue to fund those projects. It's a mess. It's so frustrating watching these budget conversations every year. Because there is a huge void as it relates to truly understanding where this money comes from and what the responsibility of government is. And it's just a philosophical difference between the right and the left. It's a huge philosophical difference. Now, the county commissioners do have Republicans do have a 3-2 majority on the county commission. The question is going to be, where does the chair and Bill Rivenbark fall on this? Does he side with the Democrats at 35 cents, or does he stand with Dane Scalise and Leanne Pierce and go towards a more revenue neutral rate, 29, 30, 31 cents? He's really kind of the swing vote in all of this. We know where Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker stand. There's no argument there. We know where Dane and Leanne stand. Where does Bill stand? Now, he did request the county manager to come back with a revenue-neutral budget proposal. And so we'll see what that looks like. We'll see what that 29 cents looks like and what some of those details are. So this is happening at the county. It's happening in the city. It's happening up at the state government right now as well. It is budget season. I know it's not the most interesting topic in the world, right? You're not going to see deep dive interviews in this all over the place because it's not a sexy political topic. But when we talk about government and the impact that government has on your life, right? This is it right here. Thousands of dollars a year in property taxes. It's a huge amount of money coming out of your budget to pay these taxes. What are you getting for that money? Is that money being well spent? Is that money being used in the most prudent, practical way by local government? Or is there some level of waste? Is there some level of abuse by government spending taxpayers' money in a non-prudent, appropriate manner? That's a very fair and valid question. I believe there's at least one, maybe more, budget meetings within New Hanover County. It's going to be interesting to watch and see what this new proposal looks like. During the discussion, there was some sort of spreadsheet that was made available to the county commissioners that allowed them to go through and look at some of these potential cuts and the impact it would have on the budget. I'm going to be very curious to see, as the next meeting rolls around, if commissioners have had a chance to look at that and see if they can direct staff, these are the things that we want you to cut. And of course, vote on that and make a final decision. Do we stick with revenue neutral? Or do we increase the county budget by over $40 million in just 1 year? $40 million. That's the number. You can see it right here on their spreadsheet, right here on their proposal. $40,340,775. That's the total modified general fund increase from the fiscal year 2025 budget that was adopted to the recommended budget that will be voted on before July 1st and go into effect July 1 of this year. That's the number. It's a major increase in the size, scope, and scale of government. We're going to keep an eye on this. We will continue conversations with our local elected officials, both at the county and city level, and provide more details right here on the Nick Craig Show. Well, hey, that's going to do it for a Wednesday edition. Thanks for joining us live on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and of course, 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for the Nick Craig Show. Have a great Wednesday.